理课堂听 class.com。
Bedtime Reading.
The Red and the Black. Book 1. Chapter 1. A Small Town. The small town of Verrières might be the prettiest in the French province of Franche-Comté. There are white houses on the side of the hill, and the river Dobbs flows through the town walls. When you first come to town, you hear an extremely noisy machine with many hammers. This machine makes many nails every minute. If you ask a local person, they will say, "Ah, that belongs to the mayor." The mayor always looks like he is on important business, but he seems to have no imagination at all. This man appears to only think about money. This is the mayor, Mr. de Renal. The mayor owns a beautiful house up the street. Next to the house is a nice garden with nice walls. To have nice walls is a way to show your neighbors you should be respected. And Mr. de Renal got some of his walls by buying land. One piece of land belonged to old Sorel. This business was difficult, because Sorel was a tough peasant. Now Sorel is called Mr. Sorel, because this sale made him very rich. Many people in Verrières didn't like this deal, and public opinion is very important in a small town like Verrières. This makes life very hard. Public opinion is almost like despotism in these small towns. Chapter 2. A Mayor. Luckily for Mr. de Renal's popularity as a mayor, the public square needed a new wall. Mr. de Renal needed 3 trips to Paris to raise enough money because a powerful minister said he would always oppose a wall for the square in Verrières. The new wall is now very large, regardless of any ministers. The mayor's plans are final. When an old army surgeon said that the trees were being cut too much, the mayor replied, "I like shade, and I will have the trees cut for shade. They will have no other use, and they don't bring in any money." Bringing in money. This is a very important phrase, for money always solves any argument in Verrières. One morning, Mr. de Renal was walking with his wife, Mrs. de Renal, a beautiful woman of 30, was watching her 3 boys. Mr. de Renal was talking angrily about a man from Paris, Mr. Eppert, who 2 days ago visited both the prison and the poorhouse.
"How can this man harm you?"
asked his wife.
"You are very honest with the poor."
Mr. de Renal replied,
"He will blame people for something, and the liberals will write in the newspaper about it. I'll never forgive the priest for inviting him."
Chapter 3. Care of the Poor. The priest of Verrières was Father Chelan. He was 80 years old, but still very strong. He had the right to visit the prison and poorhouse. Mr. Eppert had come with a letter from Marquis de la Mole, a noble and rich landowner. Still, he was very worried. "I'm old and well-loved here," he thought. "They wouldn't dare replace me." The father decided to take Mr. Eppert where he wished to go. 2 days later, Mr. de Renal and the master of the poorhouse, Mr. Valeneau, came to speak with the priest.
The priest defended himself, saying,
I've lived here for 56 years. Every day I marry young people whose grandparents I married years ago. Verrières is my family.
The mayor and Mr. Valneau were still angry, though.
All right, then, said Father Chelan. Remove me from office. My land brings me money. I will survive. I'm not afraid.
At this time, the mayor's three sons were becoming difficult. Mr. de Renal had an idea. I've decided to hire young Sorel to tutor the children. He's almost a priest and knows Latin.
I thought perhaps he was a liberal, but Father Chelan says he's a good young man.
This will make me look good, he continued. Mr. Valneau has two very nice new horses, but he doesn't have a tutor for his children. We must keep up our social class. This idea left Mrs. de Renal deep in thought. She was always considered beautiful, but simple. Many people had tried to marry her, including Mr. Valneau. Others thought her silly, but she was happy in her simple life. She thought mostly of her children, and she thought her husband was a polite man. Others did, too, when he wasn't speaking of money. And Mr. de Renal was considered the finest man in Verrières. Chapter 4 Father and Son. Mr. de Renal went the next morning to old Sorel. Old Mr. Sorel was very surprised by the mayor's offer. When Sorel replied, he recited all the words of respect he knew while he tried to think. Why would an important person want to take his good-for-nothing son into his home? The mayor had a thought. If Sorel was not excited, Mr. Valneau must have had the same idea and made the same offer. Sorel would not agree right then, however. He said he had to talk with his son. Sorel walked to the mill and called to his son. Julien did not answer. Sorel did not like his son. He was not strong like his brothers. And why was he always reading? Sorel found Julien sitting with a book in his hands. One hit from the father sent the book flying. The second struck Julien right in the face. Julien saw his favorite book in the river, ruined. Sorel's rough hand seized Julien, and the boy feared a beating.
"Answer me without lying," the old peasant said.
Chapter 5 Striking a Bargain.
"How do you know Mrs. de Renal? When did you speak to her?" old Sorel shouted.
"I've never spoken to her," replied Julien. "I've only seen her at church."
"There's something happening still," the old peasant said. "But now I'll be rid of you. You're going to be Mr. de Renal's tutor."
"I don't want to be a servant. Who will I have my meals with?"
Sorel didn't want to miss this chance to be rid of Julien, but Julien would not eat with the servants. He'd rather run away and join the army. His goals were very high, and being like a servant would end it. When Sorel spoke to Mr. de Renal again, the subject of meals was settled. Julien would eat with Mr. and Mrs. de Renal. Sorel had an idea to get more money, though.
"We've had a better offer."
Fear of losing his new tutor made the mayor agree to a higher pay for Julien. Having won this small battle, Sorel said,
"I'll send my son up to the house,"
and left. On his way to the house, Julien thought again about joining the church. In his youth, he admired Napoleon, but after he saw liberals jailed, he began thinking about becoming a priest. He had learned the entire Bible in Latin with Father Chelan. Julien felt that joining the church would offer him many opportunities. Napoleon became famous building a great army. But in this time, the church had more power. Now Julien was afraid to become a soldier. Mrs. de Rênal was also afraid. She loved her boys dearly, and she wanted no tutor to be mean to them.